You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
What is going on, y'all? We are back. Another special edition. I'll go ahead and call this one a special edition of No Bets Barred. I mean, who else is giving this to? I mean, it's few and far between. We are back for the PFL World Championships taking place this Friday, Black Friday, special holiday weekend in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Six champions will be crowned, $6 million winners. One of my favorite days of the year. Don't know about you, Jed, but how are we feeling regardless?
I mean, this is a doubly important day because, as we now know, Connor, this is actually the premier mixed martial arts organization in the world is now hosting an event on Friday. Co-leaders in the space, as we've been informed.
Love that framing of it. Co-leaders. I guess depends who you talk to. Big move by them purchasing Bellator. We'll see how it works out. Don't know if I'd go as far to say co-leaders just yet.
Newsflash, I would not. And I've got a lot of content. I'm part of various pieces of content this week on MMAfighting.com website where I vehemently deny that. And I will just say that the last person we heard make such bold claims was a little man known as Chatri Sitchitong and won championship. And if you've looked at the news lately, one's having a bit of a tough time, so maybe you don't want to come out saying things like that until you know you can back it up. But that's neither here nor there. Has nothing to do with the championship.
I do just have to say, yeah, I mean, you're delusional if you think you're the co-leaders. It's the UFC and then an ocean to the next person.
Ocean might not even be a vast enough space. Like, we're not talking about between continents. We're talking about between planets in the solar system. That's the gap that you're looking to clear here. So
I have many, many friends that will casually turn on the UFC. I don't even know if I have a friend that knows what the PFL is.
Do you think, because here's the question I wanted to find a way to ask. If you told people what, like, the concept, hey, the PFL is an MMA organization, do you think they could even name the letters? Do you think they could get to Professional Fighters League?
I think they probably could just because it's, like, so obvious. Like, it's like, it's the NFL, but it's the PFL. Like, it's just like, it's so obvious.
I don't know. Like, I think they'd get fighter and they'd probably get league. I don't know if they'd get professional, though. It's not the Professional Football League. It's the National Football League.
It sure is.
So yeah. I don't know. Let's, you know, you run a test, ask a couple friends. We'll circle back, you know, when we're lacking content, and then we can solve this important question.
That is not what we're here to talk about, though. We are here to talk about the PFL World Championships taking place this Friday. I mean, it's just become synonymous with Thanksgiving. Turkey, football, PFL World Championships.
PFL the Friday after. It might even be more synonymous. Now we've got Black Friday football as a new thing happening this year. So you watch Thanksgiving and football. You watch the parade in the morning. You're ready for the Christmas season. You go out, you shop, you come home, you watch Black Friday football, and then you tune into the PFL pay-per-view.
And you pay $49.99 for the PFL pay-per-view. While you're shopping, you might as well pay $50 for this pay-per-view.
It's a steep price tag. To say the least.
All right. Enough about that. And enough of all that. Let's get into this card.
Connor, I just have to say one more thing. Yeah. Look, on Black Friday, when I've gone and I've spent a hefty amount of money buying my family, my children gifts, I just paid for Thanksgiving dinner, which, newsflash, I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the first time this year.
Wow.
Really expensive. Did not know that it was like as expensive as it is to get all of the stuff to cook it. You know what I want to do after I've bought and cooked Thanksgiving dinner and gone out shopping on Black Friday? I want to put another $50 down.
What's another 50? Go ahead and swipe the card, baby. What's another 50?
It's not a 20 spot, not a 10 spot. It's a $50 for this.
Ain't nothing after I paid for Thanksgiving dinner and all of the above. I just want to go back there in that sentence. Yeah. You have kids.
No. I was just. No children. I realized as I was saying it, it was going
to
come off that way.
I was about to say.
I'll just power through it.
Yeah, I was going to be like, holy shit, we've done this podcast for like almost 2 years now, and I had no idea you had children.
I do not have children that I know about, but if I did, I would have no issue looking little Timmy in the face and saying, I know that you really wanted a Razor scooter, but I had to get you a knockoff one because we're getting the PFL
pay-per-view. Okay,
let's Tim. Go.
Go ahead and sit down there, big
early
Tim.
Early Christmas present, Tim. Yeah, enjoy.
We're going PFL pay-per-view. Thanks. Appreciate it, though. So I have a ridiculous amount of bets on this card. I did last year as well because I was in attendance. It was at the beautiful Hulu Theater here in New York City. And up until, just a couple days ago, I was under the impression that I was going to be attending again in beautiful Washington, D.C., one of my favorite cities, got family there. But alas, it didn't work out. Some unforeseen circumstances. But I had already placed about 7 wagers before knowing that. I'm now at 9 wagers. I have a parlay that carried over from last week. It was a little Bellator PFL crossover. And I still have one more parlay that I'm waiting to place once the props drop. I'm littered on this card. We're not going to sit here and go through every single fight and give our technical breakdowns and the impact that it'll have on the landscape of MMA. Just kind of fire it off. Just kind of go with what you're feeling. So I'll start. We'll start with the main event.
I'm excited. Because we talked about this before. I was like, how many bets do you have? Because I had 2. And you're like, I have a ton. And when you said that, I want to be clear. When you said that, I was like, well, I can't. I got to carry my own weight. So I very quickly just fired from the hip
on several of these. If I'm going to go to a card in person, I'm stacking up the bet. I'm just being brutally honest. If I'm going to be at a card in person, you got to bet your ass off. Doesn't matter if you win. Doesn't matter if you lose. It's cooler if you win. But you got to have all the action. So that's what I thought I was doing. Now I just get to sit on my couch on Black Friday and have a bunch of bets anyway.
It's going to be great. You're going to make all the money you need to cover that PFL pay-per-view price.
I hope so. I've beaten quite a few lines, doesn't mean anything until you cash them. I beat the hell out of the Yaroslav Amosov line last week, and that didn't matter at all because he got knocked out in the third round.
Shocker. Didn't see that one coming.
Did not see that one coming. All right, the main event, not going to get technical with this. Clay Collard taking on Olivier Aubin-Mercier, trying to go back-to-back OAM is.
Allegedly, maybe his final fight ever, too.
Whoa. That just ramps it up and makes me feel even better about this bet. The resurgence this guy's had in PFL, 9-0. I'm betting OAM. It's just that easy.
What'd you get him at?
Laying some chalk on him. took him at -200 flat.
Okay.
But
coming a little, but so we're aligned here. This is one of the things I shot on, except for I'm not betting OAM straight. I'm taking a little prop play on OAM by decision.
Okay.
+225. He's won a couple by knockout. I think his last two were finishes. I remember the knee of dude whose name I don't remember.
Yeah, I think three of his last four.
Yeah. So, but I mean, prior to that, all this man did was he was a decision merchant. Clay Collard, he has been stopped before, but mostly when he loses, it's by decision. He tends to be pretty durable. I think +225 felt like a good enough price to take a stab at.
So what I actually considered, other than the money line, I didn't play it just because of the number. I was hoping it was going to be kind of higher. I was interested in what you were going to say. Clay Collard, very tough, very durable. I don't see OAM finishing him. But if I was going to take a finish prop, I think I'd take the submission.
I would agree with that, definitely.
Collard been submitted three times. OAM, despite not having submitted anyone in a hot minute since 2016, he hasn't submitted anyone. Still, eight wins by submission.
I say he's got a few of them on the resume. And he's going to have top position, I think, in this fight. So, yeah, I think if you're going to go for that kind of a prop, go for that.
But +225, though. I was like, man, this guy hasn't submitted anyone in almost a decade, 7 years. We're only getting +225. I was like, +400, I'd really be itching for something there.
I'm getting +225, and he's won a lot of decisions in the last decade, let me tell you. So
yeah, a lot of decisions, yes. I like that. Co-main event, heavyweights, Hanan Ferreira taking on Denis Goltsov. So Hanan Ferreira, kind of interesting, just a giant dude. I mean, he's just massive, 6'8", like 85-inch reach or something. But to me, like, he kind of just has, like, the KO power. I've bet on him and lost on several occasions. I know if you go to his record, he's technically 2-1 in his last three. Couple no contests on there. Kuniv and Clitson Abreu both tested positive after the fact. But he very much lost those fights. Like, he got dominated in both via decision. So he's really 2-3 in his last five. And the wins this year, Mateus Scheffel and Mo Green, not blowing me out of the
big
water.
Big Mo Green.
Yeah. So I'm actually taking two bets on this one. Goltsov, and I'm taking the under 1.5. That just came out this afternoon. Goltsov, 4 of his last 5 ended in the first round. Ferreira, 5 of his last 7 ended in the first round. I think it's just a heavyweight bout where someone is going to get got. Thought about parlaying up, fight doesn't go to decision, but it came out at like -1600. So I'm going to just...
Five rounds is for sure. Look, either Hanan's going to put the mitts on him or Goltsov probably gets him down and taps him, or maybe some ground and pound. I'm going the other way, though. This is not a big breakdown. I'm shooting from the hip here.
Big breakdowns. I don't want big breakdowns. It's the holidays. I got places to be. I got people to see. We're having some fun. Spirit is in the air. We've got a lot of cheer. We don't need to bog you down with deep PFL breakdowns. You want to be totally honest? I didn't watch 1 minute of tape for this card.
Not even one second.
Didn't want to.
I mean, that's why I'm shooting from the hip on Ferreira. Been there. I've watched Ferreira in person.
Winky capping, baby. I love it.
Put the mitts on people, and he hits real hard. He's a real big dude. Very imposing individual. And so I was like, underdog, sure. Why not? Let's have a little fun.
I like it. I mean, if that's how, what is his KO prop? It's gotta be something kind of tangible.
I think it was like +210 or something. Whereas he's just 190
never mind.
But so I mean, like, whatever.
If he's going to win. Yeah.
If he's going to win, it's going to be that.
Yeah. He's
plus I just asked the Magic 8-Ball and it's like, yeah, bet him. I was like, okay, yeah. Magic 8-Ball.
Oh, I like that.
Magic 8-Ball correctly last week steered me away from, betting Paul Craig as an underdog. It's starting to know what it's talking about, the old Magic 8-Ball. So,
shout out.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down, and new customers to DraftKings can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility. Eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, let's keep it rolling to another tournament championship. This one, the
women's this needs
featherweight.
No breakdown.
Yeah, Larissa Pacheco taking on Marina Makhnakina. Yeah, I have Larissa Pacheco in a parlay that extended from Bellator last week with Kurmagomedov and finishes with Kayla Harrison. Hopefully Pacheco will actually be the one finishing it. Yeah, I mean, I got Pacheco, and I am also going to play Pacheco as a single by knockout, plus 100.
I can't even, I'm honestly shocked that that is plus 100. That's a terrific price.
Yeah, like if we're just like really putting the numbers, she's minus 650.
Can I still get that price?
Minus 105, sitting right there for you on Bet Online right now. And I'm sure it's going to populate on other books for a similar price.
We're going to get ourselves involved in that.
Minus 650, Larissa Pacheco. Minus 325, fight doesn't go to a decision. Yeah, I just kind of feel like that's my best bet here. You know, I mean, I'm a square. I'm a chalk donkey. I love it. But I mean, if you look at the...
The best bet in the history of the sport.
You look at the PFL for her. She's got 5 rounds to do it. 7 of her 11 wins in the PFL coming up by way of knockout. Now, here's one argument you could make. Marina is tough.
Never been finished.
Went to 3 rounds with Kayla Harrison. Survived. I think the only other person in the PFL to survive the full distance other than Larissa Pacheco. But I don't know, man. Pacheco is just...
She's a hammer.
Hammer, dude. She blasts people. Like, it's... I think in her last fight, against Kolesnik, they gave me Pacheco round one, like, minus 130. That was, like, the biggest highway robbery of all time because she had already...
She turned 64 seconds or something. And then 14. She finished. No, I mean, the first time she fought, she finished her in 64 seconds or something.
Yes. Yeah. No, she had already beaten her twice in the first round. And then they gave me like minus 130 on first round again. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. So, yeah, I'm on Pacheco and I'm on Pacheco by knockout.
I'm on that. I'm going to join you on that Pacheco by knockout. And I have Pacheco in a parlay, which we'll get to it's a 2-leg parlay. And I'll get to the second leg of that parlay as we continue moving through.
And we continue to move through to another tournament championship this time.
A lot of tournament championships.
Six of them. Six millies giving out big old checks coming into the octagon, into the smart cage. I'm sorry.
I could be up to 300 minutes of tournament fighting.
God,
is that right? I think that's right.
Either way. at the welterweight division. Magomed Karimov taking on Sadi Boussai, the defending champ from last year, attempting to go back to back. And I'm on Magomed Karimov. Took a minus Bold. 138.
So am I.
This feels like a bet I'm either going to look back on and be like, wow, that was easy money. I'm surprised it was that closely lined. Or I'm like, yep, they got me. They just got me.
They hooked me.
Sadi Boussai. I was on Sadi Boussai last time out, and I almost pulled my hair out of my head against Carlos Leal. I mean, that was very low volume. Leal, I honestly, watching it live, I thought Leal won. Like I was watching it on like an 80-foot TV too at a bar. Thought Leal won. Was surprised that I cashed the Sadi Boo ticket. And I mean, Magomed Karimov is he's nasty. He's nasty, dude. So yeah, I'm riding with. Plus, when you got two Magomeds in your name, you're probably getting my money.
Double Magomed, strong. Yeah, Sadi Boussai is a fine fighter, but not a very good one. Double Magomed has probably been like the best welterweight in PFL these past 2 years, depending on kind of what Ray Cooper's where he's at. But circumstances have convened to kind of keep him out of the spot. And now here he is. He's going to finally get his chance. I think he's going to convert. I'm with you on him.
Just wanted to throw it out there too, just 2 years ago. This is actually Magomed Karimov, Sadi Boussai 2. Magomed Karimov taking the first fight via decision. Thought about taking a little poke on Karimov by knockout, plus 400, but I think I'm going to just ride the money line.
I'm riding the money line. No props on this one for me. So
well, plus 450 by knockout. Yeah, I'll still stay away though. We keep it rolling right along. Do we have one more tournament bout?
We do.
The light heavyweight division. We actually have two more, but we
got
one
on the main card.
Yeah, last one on the main card. It is Impa Kasangane taking on Josh Silvera. And yeah, this is actually one of two vibe bets that I have for the weekend. I'm rocking with Impa. I'm gonna just take him. I've liked the way he's looking. Plus, what a story it would be. He started this year on the PFL Challenger Series. Now finds himself 4-0, fighting for a chance to go 5-0, and a chance at $1 million. Just 2 years removed from getting cut from the UFC, and now he has a chance to be a champion and the co-leader in the world of mixed martial arts. Yeah, it's just a vibes bet. I actually have two bets on this one. Impa and the under 2.5, which is still sitting right at minus 144. I was actually surprised this opened there. Silvera, 11 of his 13 fights have not gone the distance. 4 of 5 ended in the first round. Impa, 7 of his last 9 have not seen a third round. I mean, both these dudes can crack. Both these dudes can finish. I'm actually surprised at this one. And this could just be an incorrect line, but under 2.5, minus 144. And if you roll over to fight doesn't go to a decision, minus 325. I know it's a 5-rounder. Actually, I just put 2 and 2 together that it's a 5-rounder. But either way, under 2.5, that's what I will be on.
I like that under 2.5. I also, you know what else I like? I like that our vibes are just, they're not the same this week.
Oh, I love it.
I'm on Josh. Give me Conan's baby boy.
Yes.
Getting out there. Pure vibes. Like, I won't at all be surprised if Impa has looked real good, but I think Josh has looked pretty good. Dude has a presence when you're around him. He certainly seems to believe he's the next big thing.
Sure does.
And if you can't beat Impa in the co-leader, you know, then you're not it. Yeah. So my vibes are on the underdog here.
Met Josh Silvera, great guy. Really does. He has an aura about him. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. When he gets the shorts on for 205, those orange, beautiful orange shorts, there's an aura about him. Let's keep it rolling on the main card. Kayla Harrison taking on Aspen Ladd. Short notice for Aspen Ladd here. This fight's supposed to take place at 145. Do we see Kayla Harrison weigh in at 146 pounds or less on Thursday morning?
Sure, why not?
Either way, I think this is going to be Kayla Harrison. I know she's coming off the loss a year away. But, I mean, let's be real. Like, Larissa Pacheco is not just like some can that upset her. Like, that was a very close fight, and Pacheco is just really good. I think she just continues to get better. And I think Aspen Ladd is Aspen Ladd, and I think Kayla Harrison gets it done. She is a parlay piece for me.
I'm always fully with you on this one. I've got Kayla Harrison on BTL this week. We pre-recorded since Thursday. It's, you know, Thanksgiving. We're not going to
show on Thursday.
On it this week, I compared Aspen Ladd to a quiz. You know, she's not a test. She's certainly not like a final exam or anything major, but it's at least interesting to see what Kayla Harrison looks like coming back. But should be pretty easy for her to get this handled. And this is the other leg. It's a two-leg chalk parlay. Same. It is Kayla Harrison. It is Larissa Pacheco. It is a beautiful -330. Yeah. And you know what we're doing on that -330, Connor? We're going all in. We're taking the full bankroll outside of the other bets we're making here, and we're shoving it all in, because I got to tell you, I've never been more confident in my life about a bet.
Oh, yeah. When have -600 or greater women's MMA bets ever failed us before? I can't
never
think of a
failed.
Single time.
They've never failed once. This is, I would bet, like, I'd bet a toe on this one. Like, that's how confident I would bet a digit on this. So
that's actually kind of how I feel, honestly, because I got three units, started with Kerem Magomedov, ends with Pacheco and Kayla Harrison. Yeah. I feel like they get it done.
Seems really likely.
Feel pretty confident that they're going to get that bad boy done. Thought about fight doesn't go to a decision, -175, but I don't know. I could see Aspen Ladd surviving like just a dominant loss.
Could be.
Could also see Kayla Harrison just finish here. Kayla Harrison by submission +465. Not a bad one.
Wait, Kayla Harrison by submission is +465?
Yeah, not a bad
one. We're going to bet that.
All right, we're doing it live on the show right now.
Yeah, we're going to get in on that. Let me find that.
There it is, betonline.ag. Only one with the props right now. Only one with the proper doodle doos. Kayla Harrison has 6-1 by submission.
I mean, I won't like shove in on this because, you know, yeah, maybe she just gets, you know, top position pounds are out. But Kayla Harrison by sub feels like that's.
I'll throw a half uni on her.
Very possible.
I'll throw a half uni on her. And we're doing all this, and then it's going to be Kayla Harrison wins by knockout and Larissa Pacheco wins by submission.
Well, then it happens, you know. That's okay because I'm going all in. As long as they win, that's all that matters to me.
All right, we keep it rolling to another main card fight. Our second
one,
non-title one, and our final fight on the main card. Ray Cooper, the third, not the first, not the second, not the fourth, but the third, takes on Derek Brunson, making his PFL debut. Blonde Brunson, welcome to the MMA co-leader.
Lateral move from Derek. You know, he went from co-leader to co-leader.
Pretty much. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this. I am almost certain he's making a shit ton of money doing this. Can't imagine that he's not. But dude, we've seen UFC fighters come to the PFL. Some decent names come to the PFL. Thiago Santos lost to Rob Wilkinson. Shane Burgos 1-2 this year in the PFL. Knocked out of the playoffs.
How's pretty Tony Pettis doing? Has that gone real well?
1-4 for old Anthony Pettis. Rory McDonald came over to the MMA co-leader.
Did that go well?
2-4. Just recently saw Marlon Moraes come over. 0-3, knocked out in
everyone. That one I'll at least write off because he was already like 0-4 in his run in the UFC.
Very true.
So
very true,
that
very
one's
true.
A little bit better, but these
plus
other ones
to say,
are tough.
I do have to say Marlon Moraes, Anthony Pettis as well. Marlon Moraes is a kind, kind soul. I really feel bad for him. I've never seen a downfall so steep. I mean, the guy in like, what was it? When did he fight Henry Cejudo? And he was like, on the live odds, he was like -400 or something to win the belt. And then just like 2.5 years later,
Henry Cejudo ended his whole career.
Well, yeah, he was this
like
close.
Legitimately.
He was the favorite. He was the favorite to become UFC champion. And then within like 2 years, he was on a 7-fight knockout losing streak. It's fucking insane.
It actually might be the biggest fall from grace that, or collapse, or however you want to phrase it, like the biggest decline that has ever happened in the sport.
It's insane. Regardless, everything that we just said, Derrick Brunson ain't getting a bum here in Ray Cooper. Derrick Brunson is not getting a bum here in old Ray Cooper III.
2-time PFL champion? Is that right?
So here's what I will say. Brunson is going to be much larger than Ray Cooper. And there is a world where he just wrestles. And like, we just see Derrick Brunson win a 15-minute decision. On the flip side of that, how motivated is Derrick Brunson? Like, what's the end goal here? Is this a rejuvenation, or is this just like, man, PFL is throwing the bag at me, and I'm getting paid to show up? And, you know, he's obviously going to try and compete, but man, Ray Cooper cracks. Derrick Brunson now has 7 losses coming by way of knockout. I say all that to tell you I'm on Ray Cooper.
Oh, baby. Oh, no, we're not. Sorry. I mistook that. I'm going to pull this out of the audio. You said you're on Ray Cooper.
You should leave it in.
I'm going to definitely not leave this in. That was terrible. In my head, the way you were phrasing, I was like, oh, he's going to be on Derrick Brunson, because I'm on Derrick Brunson.
You thought me going through the history of how terribly UFC fighters have performed.
Yeah, because you said, you were like, I said all that to then say this. And I was like, oh, this is where he swerves it.
Yeah, I actually don't hate the Brunson bet.
Ray Cooper hasn't fought in over a year and he's a welterweight. I won't be shocked if he just like cracks Derrick Brunson and falls over, or if Derrick Brunson gets takedowns, gasses himself out, and then gets punched and falls over. But I think he's just going to be way bigger than Ray Cooper, and Ray Cooper hasn't fought in a long time. So at +190, like, yeah, I'll take a shot on Derrick Brunson at those odds.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we keep it rolling. I love how much dissension we have. This is going to be fantastic.
This is what happens when you shoot from the hip.
How many dog bets you got?
That is my third dog bet, and we may have one still to come.
Let's keep it rolling to my first dog bet. Featherweight title. First dog bet. Second vibes bet. That is our man, Jesus Pinedo. Let me just set the scene for you. Jesus Pinedo coming into this one, I mean, a relative unknown, you know. I know he's got a great record, 22 wins in professional mixed martial arts at this point, 20 entering this season. But, I mean, a relative unknown comes in, faces Gabriel Braga, loses by split decision. The season is not off to a good start. And now he fights a man by the name of Brendan Lochnane, defending champion, man who is on an unbelievable run. He seems borderline unbeatable. +375 underdog. And guess what he does? He goes out there and he knocks him out in the very first round. He couldn't possibly do it again, right? Jesus Pinedo? There's no way. He takes on Bubba Jenkins, the runner-up from last year's PFL World Championships. Again, disrespected by the books, +300. Knocks him out in the second round, punch his ticket to the PFL Championships in Washington, D.C., and a shot at a million smackers. And guess who he takes on?
Who could it
be? The man that he started the season with, Gabriel Alves Braga. You think he doesn't remember that split decision? You think he doesn't remember everything that Gabriel Alves Braga took from him? You think he's going to let him take $1 million off the table? I think not. Jesus Pinedo, the Peruvian champion, gets crowned on Black Friday.
I mean, you've painted us a great word picture. I wanted to bet Braga, but this fight's probably a coin flip, so why would I bet Braga at minus 120 or whatever he's at if it's a coin flip? Doesn't seem smart. So it'd be dope. Pinedo has been very impressive since that loss. So I could see it. I could see it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to cheer him on. I mean, you know, I could easily start this card with like multiple losses and just have to try and dig my way out of a hole. You got anything on Bubba Jenkins and Chris Wade?
Sure do.
Woo. Bubba Jenkins?
Absolutely not. I'll be backing Chris Wade. Chris Wade is an underdog. Connor, these two men have fought. They've actually fought twice.
Sure, this is the trilogy.
This is the trilogy
we've
bout.
All been waiting for.
Bubba Jenkins won that first one. Chris Wade was upset, thought that didn't give a great showing. They fought. They fought in an event this year, PFL 1 in April, and Chris Wade won pretty handily.
No. Vice versa.
Bubba Jenkins won the one in April?
Yeah, right? Chris Wade won the first one. Bubba Jenkins won the one this year.
Well, then whatever. I'm just going Chris Wade anyway. This is what happens when you're Wikipedia betting instead of like looking at things.
Damn right. We're wiki capping out here, baby.
just stone guessing. Yeah, I'm still taking Chris Wade. I don't know. They've split him. It's fine. Who cares? The bet's already in, so I can't unbet it.
Place the bet. Before even double checking that, I absolutely love that. I'm going to stay away just because they've split them. It's probably going to go to a decision. It's probably going to be close. And
what's the over? Like over this and a couple of the unders is probably a really nice parlay.
Yeah, it's minus 260 on the over 2.5.
Oh, yeah. Take that and then just like mix it in with the under, you know, in the Kasson, in props the Impa Josh.
Props just dropped on the Biagio Ali amateur fight. I'm betting Amy's over here. Biagio Ali Walsh by KO minus 150. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and smack that real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's fighting Joel Lopez. Shout out to Joel, but like this is the PFL essentially is like a feeder program for Biagio Ali Walsh. They love that. And Ali is fighting in their promotion. Just
keeps staying as an amateur. For
I don't know
reason
why. Every,
doing.
Every single time he fights, I'm like, all right, sick. Finally, Ali Walsh is going to fight a real fight. I almost bet the under 1.5. And I was like, man, you want to know the math here? I was like, man, every one of his fights has ended under 1.5. And the guy that he's fighting, all three of his fights have also ended under 1.5. I'm like, this is minus 180. Of course I'm going to play it. That's crazy. Forgot it's an amateur 3x3. So three-minute rounds. So the under 1.5 would actually be a minute 30 into the second round. Instead of 9 for 9 under the 1.5, that changes things up a lot. That actually makes it 5 of 9 under the 1.5. I mean, that's a huge difference. That's a huge difference.
It's a large difference. This is true.
But yeah, Biagio Ali Walsh by KO minus 150. Just played that live on the air. 5 wins, all by way of knockout. He's minus 700.
Yeah.
Why is KO only minus 150?
Because it's 9 minutes. Maybe he just hangs real tough, you know?
Could be.
And
could
he fights. Be. But I like
I mean,
it.
I'm looking to lose
I like
as much
the energy.
Looking to lose as much money as possible on this card. You guys know how it is.
Are you going to lose any more money or do you have any action on any of the other two fights?
I have one more.
I can't believe this. I'm so proud of you.
A guy that I just heard of this week, I'm laying minus 220 chalk on. Like, do you get any more plus EV than that? I don't think so. Phil Caracappa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, minus 220. Let's go ahead and put that one in. Go ahead. Call up the bookie. We're going to need to put that one in. Thanks. Taking on Kai Wu. I did go back.
Coming off a loss.
But you know what Kai Wu does? This is wiki capping at its finest. He doesn't beat guys that are over 500.
Ooh, love
one
that.
One in four in his career against guys that are over 500. The one win coming last time out against Kimbert Alintozan at Enter the Dragon 09, which was a split decision victory for him. Phil, by the way, is not great, but is he does fight decent competition. Last four wins coming by guys over 500. He's also fought on Contender Series, lost a split decision to Ricky Steele. Yeah, I mean, this is one that, like, if it loses, it could be one of the most embarrassing bets of my career. Yeah, if it hits, it's just like, that's what you get for doing the research.
Yeah,
I mean, you get winners for doing the digging, for doing the research.
Shouts to Kai Wu, though, who in his Tapology photo is wearing a shirt that says, "Do you even train?" and like old school headphones with the cord as he's punching mitts in what appears to be a Rocky Mountain landscape.
Shout out to Kai Wu.
Shout out to Kai.
When Kai Wu wins, shout out to Kai Wu. But I don't know if he can handle the bright lights of Washington, D.C. Give me something here that, like, Phil is from. Oh, Phil's a Jersey guy? It's just that easy. It's just that easy.
His name's Phil Caracappa. Of course he's a Jersey guy. This man was born Jersey.
That's all I needed to see. That's all I needed to see. He's fighting out of Jersey. Come on, kid. I'll be at a New Jersey Devils game on Black Friday. So, I mean, it's only right.
Look at Phil's photo. Look at the people behind him in his Tapology photo and tell me that Phil isn't a small-time enforcer.
Yes.
This
looks like an episode of The Sopranos, and he was supposed to become the boxing world champion, but it failed out, and now he's just an enforcer for Tony.
Yeah, it's Tony's. Ah, that's Tony's nephew who's supposed to be there now. Here, look at him. This is exactly who he is. Most Jersey man that's ever been.
Shout out. Yeah. So, I mean, if I lose money on that, you know, I'll be wearing a New Jersey Devils hat at the time that fight takes place. So I will be supporting. I have nothing on Jesse Stern and Josh Blyden. Do you?
No, and that means we're done.
All right, so like I already
shortest
had
episode
like,
ever.
Already had like 8 bets added. What did I add? Biagio Ali Walsh by KO, Kayla Harrison by submission, and Larissa Pacheco by knockout, all on the air. And that's that. I have way too much action.
I have 9 bets, so I'm right there with you. It's gonna be a fun one.
I'm gonna have 11 singles and 2 parlays. It is going to be a fun one. Can't wait for it Friday. We'll be back next week. UFC Austin.
Very good card.
Very good card. Very excited about it. The arena is going to be on fire. Excited for that one. But until then, enjoy one of the best days of the year. PFL World Championships, Black Friday. See ya next week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We love
y'all.
That's a great point. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Love y'all.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings brings you same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VOXMMA. That's code VOXMMA for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.